like a male, and they didn't want him to grow up to be a boar or a, you know, or a one that would mate. What would they have to do to it?
Castrate it.
Okay. Do you know?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what they would call a castrated male?
A pig? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's probably a word you know. Have you ever heard the word barra?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what do you call the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. How about, you know those long teeth that...
Tusk.
Okay. Now, the thing that they put food in for a hog would be...
Trough.
And the plural would be...
Troughs, I guess.
Have you ever heard of any names for wild hogs?
Boar.
Now, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned or I don't know, when it's unhappy, you say it's...
Bleeding?
Mm-hmm. And the noise that kind of... the ordinary noise that cows make.
Moo.
Now, the kind of gentle noise that a horse makes.
Neigh.
Okay.
Whinny.
Okay, that was going to be... Yeah, I was going to also ask you if you might type that.
But there's a difference.
Is there a difference?
To me.
Okay, what's the difference?
A neigh is the gentle noise.
Uh-huh.
And a whinny is the shrill.
Oh, whinny is a shrill noise.
To me.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you had horses and mules and cows and all that sort of stuff, you'd say that you're going to have to go out and feed your...
Stock or animals.
Now, a specific type of, well, a general term, I guess, for hens and turkeys and geese and that kind of stuff would be?
Fowl.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a?
Laying hen.
And the kind of a portable thing to carry.
Chicken coop.
Yeah. Now, when you eat fried chicken, there's a piece that they take in.
Pulley bone.
Yeah. Do you know the kind of superstition that's connected with it? What do you?
Yeah, the person that gets the... You break it in two with two people, and the person who gets the short end either gets his wish, or the person who gets the long end gets the wish.
Which,
I don't remember which it is.
I never remember. do you know what you call any kind of...
I bet it's the one with the long end gets his wish, because the short end of the deal doesn't get anything.
Yeah, the short... that's probably where the short end of the deal comes from. All these years, that's probably where it really came from, with the pulley bone.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know that either. Because that was one of the things that I never can remember. And when I do these interviews, I find that it's one of the things nobody ever...
nobody remembers.
Ever knows. I mean, everybody knows it's one or the other. Do you know any kind of... anything inside of a hog that's edible?
Oh, yeah. They eat all the kinds of brains. They eat pig brains and
what about
pig's feet.
Okay. What about the intestines? Do you know a name for that?
Oh, let's see. Is that what you call cracklings?
Cracklings, yeah. Have you ever heard of anything called chitlins?
Chitlins, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Chitlins
that's it.
And cracklings may probably be the same thing.
I'm not sure.
Not.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think they are different.
Chitlins, yeah. I should have known that.
When it's time to feed your stock, you say it's...
Feeding time.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody call cows to come in from the pasture?
No, not cow. Well, no, I don't think so.
Okay, have you ever heard anybody say anything to cows to make them stand still when they're milking them?
No.
Okay. How about some... Oh, if people were plowing... Have you ever
gee
heard?
And haw.
Okay. How about to get horses in from the pasture? Have you ever heard anybody call horses?
Nothing but a whistle.
Just a whistle. Okay, if you want a horse to start going, you say...
Giddy up. Get up.
And if you want to stop...
Whoa.
And if you want it to back, you say...
Back.